Welcome to ClinFarm Pod. I'm Elena Webster, Deputy Managing Editor for the ASCPT family of journals. My guests today are Dr. Mai Mahana, a scientist at the Division of Applied Regulatory Sciences with CDER and the FDA, and Dr. Yafeng Wen, who also goes by Jay, and he's a clinical pharmacologist at Gilead. Both Mai and Jay serve as editors in training for clinical pharmacology and therapeutics, and they have been involved in the themed issue planning we will be talking about shortly. It's really great to have you here today, and I appreciate you taking the time to stop by ClinFarm Pod.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you so much, Elena, for the nice introduction.
CPT's newest call for papers is seeking research related to therapeutic innovations in rare and orphan diseases. And this is focusing on integrating clinical pharmacology, pharmacogenomics, modeling, and simulation, as well as translational science principles and tools that will advance the development of therapeutics to overcome the scientific challenges associated with developing drugs for rare and orphan diseases. Mai, would you walk me through the decision-making process for this theme? What was the discussion amongst the CPT editors like?
Yeah, sure. So actually, given the importance of the drug development and trying to find cures for rare and orphan diseases, which actually affect more than 30 million people in the US and can be life-threatening, the CPT editorial team, along with the members of the ASCPT rare disease community, thought that a special issue around this very important topic could drive more content and high-quality research. Also, additionally, the nature of rare diseases research makes it very interesting. So for example, since sample sizes, we all know that sample sizes in rare diseases are usually very, very small. Trial design needs to be more innovative, which can actually be applicable beyond rare diseases. Also, novel modalities such as gene therapy are specifically important in rare diseases research. And based on all of this, the editorial team wanted more representation in CPT, all of these clinical pharmacology aspects around this area.
Excellent. Thanks, Mai. And I love that collaboration between one of our networks and communities and the journal. So great to see that. Jay, what's the significance of doing research in rare or orphan diseases? Where does clinical pharmacology fit into all of this?
Yeah, thank you, Elena, for that great question. As Mai mentioned, orphan diseases, including rare diseases, are neglected conditions whose treatments are often not considered profitable due to their cost to develop and limited patient population. Currently, there are more than 9,000 serious and life-threatening rare diseases without any treatments. These patients are yearning for safe, effective, and affordable medications to improve their lives. Hence, it's really a critical issue that we are glad CPT is targeting to. As for how clinical pharmacologists fit into these, as suggested by Dr. Indranil Bhattacharya and Mariam Ahmed in the Journal of Clinical Pharmacology, the clinical pharmacologist can really play a significant contributor to rare or orphan disease during the drug development by reducing the unknowns. For example, we can utilize both internal and external data to build a quantitative framework to understand the causality between the PK and the PD of drug and ensure there's a biological rationale behind the clinical trial observation. Secondly, as a clinical pharmacologist, we do these by identifying intrinsic and extrinsic factors. We can better understand the source of heterogeneity that we observed in the small population. Thirdly, understand how short-term response can actually correlate or translate with the long-term benefits and thus better assess the chance of success of the drug. And lastly, the clinical pharmacologist really plays an important role to determine what amount of data are required to support efficacy and the safety, especially in the rare disease, and what regulatory pathway we can contribute and finding additional resources such as real-world evidence to supplement the evidence package.
Great. Thanks, Jay. So there's a lot that can fall under the umbrella of rare and orphan diseases. Are there specific topics that CPT is hoping to receive submissions on?
Yeah, thank you for the question, Elena. So yeah, so generally the issue will focus on mainly showcasing clinical pharmacology and translational science research innovation in the development of therapeutics for rare and orphan diseases. both oncological and non-oncological diseases. And for the specific areas of interest that CPT is hoping to receive include pediatric rare diseases, novel therapeutic modalities, bespoke therapeutics, application of model-informed drug development, and using multiple data sources like real-world data, natural history, and registries to support rare disease drug development. Also, other topics also include drug repurposing, patient-centric drug development, pharmacogenomics and multi-omics in rare diseases, as well as health economics of rare diseases.
And what about article types? I know that original research is very highly sought after, but are there other manuscript types that CPT is hoping to receive?
Yes. In addition to original research articles, CPT also welcomes any prospective review, systematic review or meta-analysis, or even mini review articles that you can contribute to these rare disease and orphan disease drug development that has mentioned by Mai are definitely welcome.
So Jay and Mai, you're assisting with this theme as part of your editor in training duties for the journal. Jay, what's that experience been like?
Yeah, wow. I cannot express how exciting I am. Involving in the theme issue planning has been an eye-opening experience for me because this is really my first time going through this process. I'm so amazed by the broad knowledge and the wide connections with the scientists in rare disease and orphan drug development that Dr. Islam Yunus and Anu Ramamurthy, our editor-in-chief and deputy editor-in-chief of CPT, Drs. Pete Finnegraff and Kathy Giacomini have. It's just so amazing to see how they work very closely and invite people. So to have meaningful theme issue to address challenges in rare disease drug development, such as limited understanding of pathophysiology, unclear target selection, hard to diagnose, difficulty in recruitment, heterogeneity in the disease population, several regulatory submission pathway, etc. We are not just simply put out a call for papers and get done with it and hope all the interesting and impactful papers will be submitted to CPT. The editors actually spent a lot of time thinking about what research group, consortium, or institutes had made an advancement to tackle all the difficulties that I have mentioned. So the editors and journal staff really put their efforts in actively reaching out to the research groups and to invite them to submit articles. And after receiving their manuscripts, associate editors are responsible for searching appropriate reviewers to quickly assess the accuracy and novelty of the manuscript. Even this is a theme issue, but we still hold the rigor and high quality of the paper to our readers. So as an editor in training, I'm so fortunate to have all these experiences, and it's truly amazing.
I will just share from staff perspective that we have loved having the two of you as editors in training. You've been fantastic, and I'm so glad that you got to work on this issue with us. Mai, how has working on a themed issue enhanced your overall experience as an EIT? I mean, I'm going out on a limb. I'm assuming it has enhanced your experience. So fingers crossed you say it has.
Yeah, of course. It's been a great experience for me. So as Jay mentioned and elaborated, it's been like a very enriching learning experience, especially that it was also the first time for me getting exposed to all that behind the scenes of creating a journal special issue. So I've learned a lot through the great discussions and the brainstorming that took place within the editorial team about this special issue. So regarding these discussions, actually, the team shared and discussed their ideas about the types of articles, the specific topics of interest, people, consortiums, and research groups working on advancing therapeutics for rare diseases. And also, I wanted to highlight here one more thing as an editor in training and also as an early career scientist. I've also learned how important is the networking and having wide connections with other researchers and scientists so that we can reach out to them. And also, I've learned a lot about the specific types of articles and the specific topics of interest to the CPT special issue through these great discussions and the email communications on the potential impactful manuscripts to be submitted for this special issue. So yeah, overall, it's been a very enriching experience for me, and I've learned a lot of things.
Excellent. That's what we're always hoping for. This is truly one of my favorite programs at ASCBT, this editor in training program. And it's always nice to hear that it is, in fact, helping to advance your experience and your careers. So either of you have anything else you'd like to add before we wrap up?
Just one more thing. So at the end of this podcast, we would like to encourage researchers and scientists working on any of the topics CPT is looking for in this special issue and that have been previously mentioned to submit their work. So all submissions are due actually by May 15, 2024.
Awesome. Thank you both. I really appreciate you joining me today on ClinPharm Pod. This call for papers is available on the ASCBT website, and we'll also include a link in the description of this episode. We would like to receive all submissions by May 15th, but we do realize that is right around the corner, in fact, in about 2 days. So if you do need extra time, please reach out to our managing editor, Alethea Girding. That's alethea@ascbt.org. Again, alethea@ascbt.org. And she can probably give you a little bit of wiggle room on that deadline. Thank you for listening to ClinPharm Pod. Be sure to check out past episodes while you're here, and remember to visit ascbt.org for updated podcast releases, our latest webinars, and the most recent issue of all three journals.